Hey everyone, this is Tom Reagan with your Pocket Podcast, and for some of you, I know I'm running a little late today, been a busy day, and so isn't it interesting, it's not till the afternoon that I get a moment or two to get into the Word, and I just want to show you, man, I am just like everybody else. I find it interesting that people think, well, pastors are perfect, all they do is sit and read the Bible all week. I'll tell you, there are some times when I look forward to that quiet time to be able to sit and read the Bible. So let's jump into it. I'm going to be in Philippians today, chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. And I want you to take this to heart as you go into this weekend. It says this, "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Now, there's a couple things I want to talk about here for just a moment, and I'll be the first one to tell you that I don't have it all together. I'm still a work in progress. A lot of people think, well, he's a pastor. He must have it all together, and his Christian walk must be really easy. I would be the very first one to laugh at that one, and I think my wife would probably be the second one. I'm just going through life just like everybody else, and there are some times that it is difficult. And so, but there's two things out of these verses that I want you to grab hold of maybe for the weekend, something to wrestle with and something to think about. First one is that Peter says that we should forget what is behind. I know we can't always forget and act like it never happened what is behind us, but one thing I think we can learn from this is you don't have to let it drive or push you. You are shaped by your past, but you don't have to let it control you. You know, your past is part of who you are. It helped make you be the person that you are today, but it doesn't have to control the decisions that you make. The good things that happen to you and the bad things that happen to you, you don't let them have control. And so they are serve their purpose, put it in a box, put it on the shelf, but don't let it be the controlling factor in your life. Second thing that Paul says is that we need to strain for what is ahead. I love that because you can't tell by looking at me, but I love the picture of somebody running, somebody straining to get to the finish line. Now, if you ever watch it on television, you see when they're running and they're about ready to break the tape. Of course, it's not legal for them to put their hands through. It's when their body crosses. So when they get within a few steps, arms are behind them, chest stuck out, they are straining to break that ribbon. And that's the way we should be going into the future. I mean, just full bore reaching to get to that next level. And oftentimes we're afraid to take that next step in life. And here Paul is encouraging us to stretch forward and to push to be the person that God has called us to be. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for the couple minutes that you give me to share with you. I want to encourage you, if you want, just below, you can leave a comment. If you've got a question, feel free to type that in. I'll be more than happy to answer those. And hey, listen, especially for this weekend coming up, I want to encourage you, have a great weekend and be the person that God has called you to be.